The Story of Rona, a Māori legend, retold by Fran and Leon Hunia. It was night. Marama the moon was shining brightly in the sky. The children lay on their sleeping mats inside the whare, but they couldn't go to sleep. They called out to their mother,
"E Rona, he wai, bring us some water."
Rona took a taha and set off to get some water from the spring. The path to the spring was bumpy, but Marama's light helped Rona to see where she was going. Suddenly, Marama went behind a cloud.
"Marama! Marama!" Rona shouted. "Come out from behind that cloud!"
But Marama wouldn't come out. Rona couldn't see the path anymore. She tripped on the root of a ngaio tree. Rona was angry with Marama for hiding his light.
"See what you've done!" she shouted.
"Don't you talk to me like that," said Marama.
"I'll say what I like, you silly old moon," shouted Rona.
Marama was angry. He swooped down and grabbed Rona. He tried to pull Rona up to the sky, but she grabbed the ngaio tree and held on tightly.
"Marama, let me go!" she shouted. "Let me go!"
Marama pulled harder. He pulled so hard that the ngaio tree came right out of the ground. Rona could hear her children still calling for water. She wanted to go back to them.
"Marama, let me go," she begged. "My children are calling me."
But Marama wouldn't let go. He took Rona and the ngaio tree and the taha high up into the sky. Rona's children waited and waited for their mother to come home. They went outside to look for her.
"E Rona, kei hea koe," they called. "Te tiro mai,"
Rona called back to her children.
"I'm up here with Marama."
The children looked up. They saw their mother holding the ngaio tree with one hand and the taha with the other. If you look at the full moon, you will see Rona too. She still holds the ngaio tree with one hand and the taha with the other.